glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Acts chapter 4, verse 12, one of my favorites right here. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. And it's that sweet name of Jesus. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Well, hello there, friend. Happy 16th day of March 2017. It's the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Joey Kroll here with you. Go ahead, take your shoes off, take your coat off, sit back, let's fellowship here. I got my cup of coffee and I need it. I'll tell you what, we did this time change, before we went to bed, Saturday night, and I am still trying to catch up. Oh my goodness, I have just been so exhausted this week. It's when I get up in the morning, it feels like I've been hit by a truck, so I'm still trying to catch up on just losing that hour of sleep. And it probably looks like I got hit by a truck in the morning too, probably, who knows. But anyways, I hope you are doing well. How's your week been? Yeah, I'm looking forward to spring, that's for sure. Some of the warmer weather. I know we've been blessed. I would say we've been blessed this winter. I know we've had a few inklings of snow. I know we had some earlier this week, and then we had some ice storms and so forth, but I am ready for spring, and all God's people said amen to that. Hey, actually coming up tomorrow, just want to give you a quick heads up. Our friends at Gibson City Bible Church will be having their men's wild game dinner coming up tomorrow night at 6:30, Gibson City Bible Church, right there on North State Route 47 in Gibson City. Also, the United Marriage Encounter Weekend taking place this weekend. So if you still want to be part of that, just visit unitedmarriage.org and be praying for our friends at the Maranatha Baptist Church in Rantoul as they will be having their spring revival this upcoming week, actually beginning on Sunday. This weekend will last for the whole week. More details on that and other items in our own backyard at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on events. Well, my wife's birthday was on Monday, and I didn't forget. Praise the Lord. I had set all these timers on my phone, circled it on my calendar. In fact, I took Aubrey out to one of our favorite hibachi grills on Monday. And yeah, so just been having a great week. We're going to be going out of town for vacation for most of next week. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to not having any responsibility for the most part of next week. So hallelujah, praise the Lord on that. Hey, just want to quickly remind you here at Great News Radio, we are listener supported. I know you've heard us say that term many times over. Listener supported means, well, it does not mean we receive government grants. It does not mean we get income from commercials we play. Listener supported means we truly depend on our listeners to meet the financial need of this radio ministry. We trust in the Lord, but we also trust that you will do your part as well. We are listener supported. Everything we have here in the studio, everything we have at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana, listener supported, given by our listeners. Consider doing your part today. You can make your gift online safely and securely at greatnewsradio.org. Click on donate there at the right hand side of the page. Or if you want to mail in your special gift for the month of March, our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And from all of us here, thank you, thank you, thank you for your continued prayers and gifts of support. Well, coming up here in a few moments, we're going to be talking about how to get a brand new boss by tomorrow. We're going to take a look at Ephesians chapter 6, right after this, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
He has made me glad.
Singers said he has made me glad here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll with you. And have you ever thought, you know, Mondays wouldn't be so tough if I worked for somebody else? Another Monday, another one of those meetings with that guy. You and your coworker sit uncomfortably while it seems like maybe every Monday brings another thought of a career change. Have you ever been at a place like that? Or at least the thought of your boss being reassigned to a different company overseas. You know, surely things would be better if someone else was in charge, right? You know, all of us have gotten to a point in our careers when we have wanted to work for someone else, maybe who was worked for someone who wasn't a great leader. And we've probably all entertained the thought of what we would tell that person if we ever mustered up the courage when we unload on the person, then quit our job and walk out of the building and free at last. And then reality hits. You know, productivity in the American workplace is by and large not what it could be. You know, some studies have showed employees admit to wasting as much as 3 hours a day. 3 hours a day. Would an employee or supervisor be pleased with the quality of our work? More importantly, would God be pleased? You know, in Ephesians 6, it gives us principles we need to approach our work with the proper motivation and attitude. It says in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 through 9, it says, "Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are slave or free. And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him." You know, the word slave in verse 5 of Ephesians chapter 6 can be translated to today as a servant. Bible students generally associate this role with a contemporary employee. Also, the word master in verse 5, most frequently translated to Lord, this title refers to one having authority over another. And these apply to anyone who works for someone else, an employer, boss, or supervisor. Isn't it interesting that the first thing that Paul addressed in Ephesians 6 is our own obedience towards those in authority over us? Have you ever met anyone who doesn't like authority? Right? You know, who rebels against those over them? You know, like adults acting like children, you know? Which kind of makes me think, if or when they demonstrate that type of response to earthly authority, kind of makes you think how they view the ultimate authority, the Lord. You know, in tough work situations where a boss is not kind or fair, we still obey what he or she tells us to do. As believers in the Lord, we have one master. Whether first century slaves or 21st century employees, bosses or CEOs, we have one master. He is Jesus Christ. Amen. Even so, while here on earth, we have people placed in authority over us. Paul told us to obey these earthly masters in two ways. It says, obey them with fear and trembling. The phrase indicates the respect that we are to give those who are placed in authority over us. We're to honor them by actively obeying what they assign to us. Now, I think you have to balance that out. If they tell you to do something that is unbiblical or goes against the Word of God, then I personally, from my input, would say I wouldn't have to submit to that. If they tell you to do something that is strictly against the Word of God, I think that you're out, in my opinion. But he tells us to obey with fear and trembling and obey with a sincere heart. We are to genuinely do the job. We don't try to take a shortcut or just enough to get by. Obeying with sincerity means we choose to fulfill the requests of those above us. You know, Paul told the Ephesians that they were to do their work just as you would obeying Christ. And in those verses, the point is phrased like this, as slaves of Christ, as if you were serving the Lord, not people. Paul instructed us to obey our earthly masters with fear and trembling, with sincerity of heart, as if working for Jesus himself. And we're to have a good attitude about it. This is an angry agreement through clenched teeth to do what we're asked to do. It's sincerely responding well when given an assignment. Paul reinforced the main point by telling us again, as if you were serving the Lord, not people. So how can we have a good attitude? Well, by realizing that we work for Christ and not for the person who asks us to do that work. You know, everything looks different in light of eternity, even our work, because when you respect your employers and those over you, God recognizes your obedience. When you work hard, even while no one is watching, God sees. When you avoid the trap of being a people pleaser to make yourself look better than everybody else, God notices that. When you respond with a good attitude towards those with authority over you, God recognizes it. When you work as if you are working for Christ, God is watching and he rewards. Verse 8 of Ephesians chapter 6, this is amazing. Because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are free or slave. The God is the rewarder. It's not your boss giving you that promotion. It's not the CEO that gives you that raise. It's God who uses them to give it to you. He's the rewarder. So that game of me trying to look perfect, or that horrible pit of me looking better than the other guys so I can get that promotion, and the other backbiting games can end because God rewards. Not your boss, not the president, not the CEO, not the board, but God rewards. And actually, Paul shifted the focus in verse 9 to the master. The principles easily apply to how employers or bosses are to treat those who are under their authority. See, Paul's words reminds us of Jesus' words in Matthew 7:12. It says, so in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. So do not lead by threatening. Some bosses believe threats and fears are the only way to get something done. And also remember that we all serve the same master. See, those in charge and those receiving the directions both answer to God. He doesn't play favorites. Perhaps at your workplace, the boss favors certain people. They are the ultimate hard workers, but only when the boss is around. They drive everyone crazy. Maybe you feel the boss is deceived. Have you ever been in that type of situation? Simply because the favorites are good at office politics. But Paul told us that our boss is different. God looks at the CEO in the same way that he looks at the entry-level employee. So if you're listening today and you are just struggling in your job, I want to encourage you to change your focus. Change your focus, friend. You ultimately work for Jesus Christ. So remind yourself of this by listing Ephesians 6:7 or work for Christ at the first task on your calendar, or put it next to your computer. or maybe when you're driving into work, choose to have a godly attitude. Even if your leaders are not fair or kind, you're responsible for yourself before God to act in a Christ-like manner toward them, toward work, and toward coworkers. And you know what? Maybe for some of us, we need to start over. Seek out your boss. Seek out those coworkers and ask for forgiveness. Perhaps you've not worked in a way that represents Christ. Or you've displayed attitudes and actions that should have been more Christ-like. I know I have been in the past. Ask for forgiveness. You know, Mondays may still come too quickly, but you don't have to dread them anymore because you truly are working for someone else.
Sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain. Jesus knows our every weakness.
tell you what a beautiful song right there. What a friend we have in Jesus. Well, friend, here we are halfway through the month of March. You blink and it's going to be April already, I'll tell you. And, hey, be sure, just want to quickly remind you to have down Saturday, June 10th on your calendar. Ivan Parker coming back to the area, Lincoln Square in Urbana, 7 p.m. For a wonderful concert. Again, Saturday, June 10th. The man with the wonderful voice. I'll tell you, he can just sing me a lullaby each night and I'm okay. Tickets are available at our website and get details on how to have a meet and greet opportunity as well. All at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and you should see it right there on the homepage. Well, Mr. Mark Burns and Jason Schiffo will help you get through your Friday. That's coming up tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Well, until next time, friend, just remember as you are out and about, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.